CJNU is pleased to bring you a Winnipeg Slice, a highlight of daily life in our community. Here is today's piece of the pie.
This is Donna Marion, and I'm at the St. Boniface Museum, which is the oldest building in Winnipeg. I'm talking today to Executive Director Vania Gagnon. Vania, we're about to celebrate on Monday, February 19th, Louis Riel Day. And why is that worthy of celebration?
It's a family day in other provinces, but in our province, we are using it as a family day, but with a special twist, recognizing Louis Riel and also the Métis people who were the founders of our province.
Can you tell me a bit about Louis Riel himself?
Louis Riel was born at the Red River Settlement. His father was also called Louis Riel, so sometimes there's a little bit of confusion. His mother was the youngest daughter of the famous voyageur couple Jean-Baptiste Lajimadière and Marianne Gaboury. He was very devout as a young boy and was picked out by the bishop to potentially become a priest. At the age of 14, he left the colony and went to Montreal, where he studied in the hopes of becoming a priest. He almost finished his classical studies, but towards the end of his studies, he found out that his father had passed away here, leaving his mother behind with all of the younger children. He did end up coming back to Red River, and when he comes back here, everything has changed.
This is Donna Marion.
A Winnipeg Slice is heard every weekday morning and afternoon on CJNU, your community voice in Winnipeg.